Sai.
Pork.
That.
I bet this isn't the most intelligent conversation in Pokemon history.
This is B-Type or Mr. B or whatever from everything. And we're Letters versus Numbers and we're back!
Yeah! I am so happy, kind of.
Yeah. After I've already lost interest.
Being bombarded with harmonicas in my ear. But that's okay. That's beside the point. I'm really happy we're back. It's been like, how long now? Oh my god. Now I feel left out.
How long? In the key of C.
Yes.
Hey, if you're going to be playing that thing, how about you play some video game music? Do a remix.
That do.
Shut you up.
You know what? Instead of, like, playing the songs we chose today, we should just, like, or you guys, since you guys have the harmonicas, just play your own version of the songs that you chose.
Well, it's just occurred to me that it's like 2:30 in the morning here, and like the whole of my house is sleeping, so I should probably not be playing the harmonica anymore.
But when you have the blues, you have the blues.
That's true. I don't think, like, because we both have harmonicas in the key of C, that's not really, it doesn't strike me as very bluesy. It seems kind of, you know, merry. Happy.
You know, yeah, what I just realized,
like,
you guys?
It's more like I'm learning how to play the harmonica. That's what C is.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just realized something.
Okay.
We didn't even tell our lovely audience what song they just listened to.
You know what, Mom? That was a good shout because I'd completely forgotten that we needed to do that.
But that's how you know it's our podcast.
True.
Well, anyway, that was the Plasmas with a wild Pokemon appears from his new, like, 50-track album.
Totally awesome. Just put that out there. I love
that.
Is
the Plasmas one guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that either.
That's pretty cool.
I love the plasmas. This may be a dumb question, but are the plasmas going to be at Nerdapalooza?
Probably not, considering he lives in Chile.
Oh, that's stupid. Well, we should have a Get the Plasmas to Nerdapalooza fun, because I totally would love to meet them. I'm not going to lie, I've been obsessed with the plasmas for a while now. And
well, it is just one guy.
I don't care. One guy, whatever. I just want whoever does the music.
But if I do meet him, I do want to continuously call him them.
Well, yes.
Like, he's Legion. He is many.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, B. Thank you. Exactly. He is many, so therefore I will refer to the plasmas as them.
Or just as him. Before I forget, I said this, like, rather sad statistic to Mar and Gino before we started, but I was looking in our emails, and other than, like, spams and Facebook, MySpace requests and stuff, the last email that we got and read out was read out on, was received on the 10th of September, and then we didn't get another one until January 6th, so we're kind of short on emails. So, if you email letters versus numbers, letters versus numbers podcast at gmail.com.
Your name will be known if you email will. Us.
And we're kind of shameless with like what we read out. We don't read the spam anymore, although that was kind of cool. But, memories, like the corners of my mind.
I think you've sung that on here before.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's the song. It might be the song. I don't know. I know it's something to do with memories, and I think it goes to the corners of my mind. It doesn't really matter.
Point being is, you should email us, because you love us. And we love you, so you should email us.
It's true. Because we're the podcast destroyers, yo.
Who are back, once again. How long has it been since we've done an episode? Not counting the Nerdapalooza one? Like,
not counting the Nerdapalooza one.
That just was released, because I wasn't there.
I'm yeah, episode 20 on the 2nd, no, the 12th of October.
The 12th of October.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last one?
That was the last one we recorded, yeah.
That's, wow. Yeah, wow.
It's pretty bad.
Well, dang, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about then, because there's been pretty crazy video game stuff that's been happening since then. Actually,
thanks for that news, Chibimon. Now, moving on to other things.
In the video game roundup section, shit came out.
Except for the stuff that was delayed. That's your video game minute.
A bunch of festivals we said we'd talk about.
Wait, if that's my video game minute, then what about my Final Fantasy, like, how long do I get for Final Fantasy? Because, see,
that's,
I have
that's been
mini
cut.
Games.
1 second for every Final Fantasy.
1 second for every Final Fantasy. Wait, does that count?
Still probably like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, so you're counting all like the
yeah,
side
we're counting all
too.
The offshoots, Chocobo,
no.
Legendary
it's not
Tales,
Chocobo,
and all that.
It's Chocobo. Don't call it Chocobo.
It's
Chocobo.
It's for every Final Fantasy, so we're only counting Final Fantasy 1.
No. Speaking of Final Fantasy, though, if you have a Facebook, you should totally join this group called Change Your Profile Picture to a Final Fantasy Character, because it's awesome, and you love Final Fantasy, and I love Final Fantasy, so you totally should. It's open to everyone, and it goes until March 10th. What else? B here joined and changed his profile picture to Rufus, but then decided that he's too cool for Final Fantasy and changed back to some ugly, fugly picture of some random dude. I don't know.
That's because, much like the rest of Facebook, I'm doing Celebrity Lookalike Month.
Doppelganger. Doppelganger doesn't count. Doppelganger doesn't count. Doppelganger, if you're doing Doppelganger Week, I totally understand. But once it's finished, you should definitely change to a Final Fantasy character.
Doppelganger Week has been really weird for me. It It's like all my all my Facebook friends got like inexplicably sexier.
You like, I don't know about you, but I've had moments where I'm like, I'll see a picture and I'll like totally forget his doppelganger week, and I'll see a celebrity and I'm just like, hey, they have a Facebook? Oh. No, it's not actually who I thought it was.
When it first started, like, some of them really confused me because I didn't know it was Doppelganger Week. And, like, I was looking through my posts and I was like, hang on, MC Erection is in black. Something is amiss here.
I think MC Erections are probably one of my favorites. But, no, I hate the ones where, like, okay, obviously that one's, like, purposely not trying to find a celebrity that looks alike, but have you
seen? No, because no, it does look a bit like him.
Well, it does look a bit like him, except for the fact that he's black. But true. What I'm trying to say is, have you ever like ran across some of your friends who have a celebrity picture that they actually think looks like them, but you look at the picture and you're just like, no, don't even try. That's not even close.
A friend of mine, Tom, one of the guys in Super Powerless changed his picture to Shia LaBeouf, but like Tom usually has a mohawk, and like he changed the picture and everyone was like, oh dude, why'd you shave your mohawk? And that was kind of hilarious.
I don't know. I thought I was going to do the Doppelganger Week before I created the change your profile picture to a Final Fantasy character, because...
Were you going to be Sandra Bullock?
Well... What, you think I look like Sandra Bullock?
No, I just thought that would be hilarious. Okay.
Well, I was going to ask, like, actually, I was going to ask you guys, if I did have a doppelganger, who would it be?
That's a dangerous question, Chibi Ma. That's leaving you open to all sorts of abuse. You're a braver woman than I am a man.
Yeah. I thought Pete was going to say woman, though.
Well, I was giving you guys a chance to have some fun, but I guess if you don't want to take it, we can go on to the next song.
You can have people Twitter it at you.
Oh, yeah, you know what, Gino? You are smart.
Has anyone tweeted us yet?
Let's see. I don't think so. I took care of that problem. Yes, we do. We do. So, ready for Final Fantasy 13 and eventually Sonic the Hedgehog 4? Hell yes, Final Fantasy 13. And Sonic the Hedgehog 4, I'm excited for, since they're going back to 2D on that one.
They already
did.
What do you
mean going back? They've been 2D, like, making great fucking games on the DS, but...
No, like, it's an actual, like, console game. I'm trying to see what console it's for.
It's for WiiWare, PSN, Live. Xbox Live Arcade and PSN Network, I mean.
I think people are making a big deal about it because it's the first, like...
People act like they don't own DSs. Everyone owns a DS. And everyone should have played Sonic Rush.
The DS is kind of like... I mean, it's doing really great and everyone has a DS, but it's kind of like, since everyone has a DS, no one really, you know, thinks about it, really, unless there's a new Zelda out for it, like Spirit Tracks.
Mark, you have absolutely pulled that opinion out of your ass right now.
No, I didn't.
Where are your statistics? What science journal was your back published in?
I'm not saying. Oh my god, no! I'm not letting you guys get to me this time. Point being, that's what I think. Except for Pokemon Soul Silver and Heart Gold, that's gonna definitely like.
Speaking of PS, everyone should play Spirit Tracks because that game was awesome.
I want to play it so bad. I don't know, I was a little worried about it when I first heard about it, but after seeing more trailers of it, it looked awesome, so.
And that takes us perfectly into, well, it would have taken us perfectly into our first song, but we can't time travel. So what song should we, like, seamlessly switch into there?
I think we should play a song that I chose from Rhyme Torrent's compilation 9. For those of you part of the Rhyme Torrent's community, it is that time again. RT9 is out. Lots of different nerdcore music, and one particular that I chose by Da Silky Slims, Fatty Goodness and Confucius, did one called Bromantic Comedy, which I personally think is fantastic. So don't know, and you guys.
It's not gay. It's
oh, not no. Gay. They're not even that gay.
Mm-mm.
So you know.
So, enjoy.
DSS or BFM, the Reverend is true. I might be redundant, but me. Confucius and me, we the best of friends. Mess with him, I'm gonna fight you next to kin. Drop the lesser slims, now I'm left with him. But he's the bee's knees, put up next to them. You know you're the closest dude that I got, bro. If I'm the Lone Ranger, then you be my Tonto. If I got a katana, Kaku rock a Tonto. And mano, we gonna drop this hot flow. Closest bros get, though we may be a jerk. Raps, JD and Turk, except not shady at work. Ladies a flirt, but they'll never come between us. Friends before penis.
Jesus.
I mean, it's easy to see what he's meaning to me. Knowing that I'd rather pair up double team in a beat with the Mad Golem to my playful Smeagol, or the Paul Rudd to my Jason Segel. It's
romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly. Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly.
That's bananas, he's a cat's pajamas. We rap a tandem on the track with stanzas. You can't withstand them, and we'd love to show ya. We tight, I don't care when he drinks up all my soda. He breaks my stuff, but makes it up every now and then when he pays for stuff. Better than everyone, who's the champs? Especially deadly when we fusion dance.
Fusion, ha! You know I'm silly as fuck.
Teaming up like Billy and Chuck. Nah, wait, bad example, we like L.O.D. Hawk and Animal Mandibles, that's a seldom weak. Like steamers and crappers, Vegeta and Nappa. I bet I'll never get heated in Zapier. Cause we thick as thieves, closer than butt cheeks. It's not gay to like each other's physique. Still a
romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly. Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly.
We back tearing up these fucking tracks again. Go together better than Tone and Pack and Fence.
See what's happening, we like Farley and Spade. And that's not a fat joke, we both hardly in shape.
Part of me's gay.
What?
What? Harry and Tripp, and we're like Frodo and Sam, but like Mary and Pip.
Nah, nah, Luke and Gene, when we move in the scene. With the booze and the steam like Freddy Krueger and dreams.
Like Tango and Cash, Fago and Fags, Mayo and Ham, Play-Doh and Hedge, Snakes blowing.
Potatoes and mashed, Jason and Murder, only facing hurdles like if Batman could take the turtles.
Why y'all defend filler, our flow in Dilson, just fit like Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Might pass him like all chords and rapping at hardcore, look down on you and laugh like Statler or Waldorf.
Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly. Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly. Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy, we're not gay, honestly. Romantic comedy, starring the cock and me. Romantic comedy,
we're not fucking gay,
we're
okay?
We're not even that gay. Yeah. Serious.
Haha,
you fell right into my trap.
Prove it.
Now, take this.
What is this?
Flawless victory.
What? How the fuck
that's just
happened?
Just accept it.
Money makes the world go round and round, round and round. Money makes the world.
That was I Fight Dragons with Money, because it makes the world go round. And we decided to play that one because I Fight Dragons had some huge news. And it's actually, like, huge news for, I reckon, like, the entire sort of, like, chip rock, BGM, and, like, nerdcore community, I guess.
What is it?
Well, they have signed, like, literally yesterday, or possibly the day before, to Photo Finish Records, which is a subsidiary of Atlantic Records, and it's the same label as that 303 did this to me and stuff. And this is, like, huge, in my opinion, for, like, bands like this. Because generally, like, when you have, like, a new sound and things, like, labels just don't touch you until it's proven that, like, you can make money for them. Like, you can be a really, really, really good band, but if you sound a bit weird or different, then you're kind of, like, screwed type thing. This is why, like, when one band in a scene gets big, all of a sudden, a bunch more come up, and if I Fight Dragons, like, do well, what it's probably gonna mean is, a lot more penetration of, like, these video game-inspired bands, these, like, game-inspired acts, these 8-bit acts.
Popular is gonna skyrocket, you're saying?
Exactly. This could be, it could be the opening of, like, floodgates, because, like, if I Fight Dragons do well, then, like, a lot of very similar sort of acts that are also on the cusp, like Shale Riley, like Super Powerless, like Casio Kid, like,
I thought Casio Kid has been doing pretty well for themselves.
Casio Kid, they're doing alright, I guess. They, it's nowhere near as big as what's happened to I Fight Dragons, though. Casio Kid have found a niche audience in Japan, and that is where they're getting a lot of their sort of success from, is in Japan. However, in their native Britain, they just have, like, a small cult following. Like, it's pretty good. It's a good cult following, but it's, like, not mainstream at all. They're not going to be... they're not getting that much press or anything over here. Not that I've seen, at least, and I keep my eye on these things. Because, like, local distribution is kind of easy to get, but to actually, like, sign to a label is a huge thing that Photo Finish are, like, taking a chance on I Fight Dragons. And I'm of the opinion that, like, they totally, totally deserve it, because they've been, like, touring relentlessly, they've built up, like, such a good following.
Yeah, like, so... they've been really great about, like, they pretty much put all their stuff up to this point completely for free.
Yeah.
I've talked to them a bit. They have a song they sent me that'll be on a new compilation. They've been, like, completely nice about everything, totally cool people with pretty much everyone in the community. So if anyone, like, that hasn't talked to them starts giving this whole spill about how they're sellouts and they're never part of the community, you'll know that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Because these guys are really nice and they totally deserve it, and I'm really hoping, you know, that they have a good contract and they don't get screwed or anything like that.
That would be
yeah,
awesome.
Me too.
Wow. I'm excited so, now.
Yeah, it's big news, man. It's big news. Uh-huh. So yeah, congratulations, I Fight Dragons.
Woo! That's awesome. I don't know. I guess I could use that as a way to, like, help. I'm getting more people into nerdcore in Montana, FYI.
All eight.
Nice.
I know, right? I'm actually, so originally I was going to have bring my best friend to Nerdpalooza with me, but now it looks like I'm actually bringing a few more people. So,
you're bringing a posse?
Possibly. Possibly.
Nice.
Because my friends have slowly and slowly been, like, trying to understand why. Like, at first they were like, why do you like nerdcore? This is strange. I don't understand. But now I've, like, had them listen to more and more. And a lot of them really like Shale Riley. A lot of them really like Shale
Riley. Everyone likes Shale Riley.
Yeah, everyone likes Shale Riley, but...
Shale Riley's my dad. I love Shale Riley.
But I don't know, I'm really excited because I'll actually be at Nerdapalooza this year! And I might have a group of people with me, so.
I hope I'm at Nerdapalooza this year.
You should be.
You better be.
You should be. Oh my god. If you're not there, I swear, I am just going to, like, hunt you down. I don't care, because I can actually go this year, unlike last year, so. It's going to be so awesome.
I'll take a second job. It'll be my Nerdapalooza job.
Be your Nerdapalooza job? That's what I'll all your money for that job?
I thought you were signing the Pokemon cards for. Like, that would be, yeah. Like, the best way to get to Nerdapalooza. It's like, I sold my Pokemon cards to be here.
Yes. Well, that would be, except, like, this totally doesn't count as spamming, because by the time this podcast goes up, in hopefully a few hours. Yeah, I sold 35 rare Pokemon cards, including a base one Charizard and all of that stuff, for £10.60.
What is that?
Which is a little under $20. Good, eh? 35 Pokemon cards.
I can only assume that the people bidding on this are owners of time machines.
Yes. Or they actually, like, play it. I'm beginning to think if I'd sold them individually, I could have got, like, at least a quid for all of them. But I was lazy, so I was just like, eh.
B.
I know.
You should have done that.
I know. Well, I've still got some left.
Or you could let the person win, hunt them down, kill them, and sell them again.
Yeah, but that would, like, end up costing more in the travel money.
Well, you can steal their other stuff too, I guess. Maybe live out of their house for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Live on
the couch. I don't really see the need to involve eBay in all of that. Like, I could just pick someone and go to their house and kill them.
I don't know. I've been thinking the same thing, except mine's a little more, like, shameful, I guess, on what I've been thinking about doing.
Are you gonna kill someone and then pee on them?
Well, way to ruin it for me, Gino. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. No. I was thinking about possibly selling some of my old consoles that I don't play anymore.
Ooh.
Possibly, because I need money. And I eventually plan on actually moving to Florida one day. So, in order for that to happen, I need to sell consoles as well.
And you've got emulators? Shit.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Emulators are my hero. Speaking of which, I've been playing Secret of Mana lately. I love that game. Oh my god, it makes me so happy. Just putting that out there. Secret of Mana.
It's no Earthbound.
No Earthbound. I will play that eventually, I promise. But right now, I am concentrating on Secret of Mana and Assassin's Creed 2, which is amazing as well.
Very lovely cover of Assassin's Creed 2 title theme on the harmonica there.
No, I'm just doing ambient background noise because I don't know anything about Earthbound or Secret of Mana, so.
They're both RPGs on the Super Nintendo console.
Ooh. Speaking of video games, can I go into Vanquish now? Can I? Please.
Maybe after. We've been talking for a while.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay, what should I?
I think we should get into some UN Squadron.
UN Squadron. You've been... Gino has had this thing for a long time that he wants more covers from UN Squadron, that he wants people to sample it for raps and things, and I'm excited for you that this song exists.
Yes, and not only does it exist, it's by, like, a supergroup of video game musicians that they only perform once a year at MAGFest, and they released a CD last year at MAGFest 7, and this year MAGFest had just passed, they decided, what the hell, so they released their Bacon EP for free, so you can get this song and, like, six other awesome songs for completely free.
Who's in the Smash Brothers?
Bert, there's some other people whose names I can't remember, so I'm mad that you put me on the spot right now, but it's, like, several people from several different bands. I think there's one of the guys from Temp Sound Solutions, there's one of the guys Arm Cannon or Metroid Metal, and it's just a big smattering of people. And they also bacon during their set.
Hold on. Nice. I'm gonna Google this.
Oh, you Google Foo? Like, the listing of bands okay, that okay. the people are in was probably the better thing, because, like, you know, Juno's all like Temp Sounds Illusions and all of that, and
yeah,
Nez Metal and stuff.
I went to the actual website, like, and it's got, yeah, like,
and you'd be like, this is Davey Montgomery.
Yeah, like, they're like actual, like, not their actual names, but
okay.
Prozac,
who does stuff on OT Remix, Alcine, who does stuff on OT Remix, Norg, who's in a couple BG metal bands,
Mark Zemo,
Markismo, Midi,
Markismo,
and of course Bert.
Norg.
Yes.
There's a lot of monosyllabic names there. Is that like a VGM remix thing? If I started doing VGM remixing, I think my name would be Pac, as in Pac-Man. Or this. No, it needs to be longer. It would be Shark. Yeah.
I don't know what, I don't think I ever would, but if I did have a VG remix name, it'd totally be something Final Fantasy.
No, it would be Smash. That's what I'd be called. Smash.
Smash?
Yes.
Well, there's already Final Fantasy.
Well, I don't, that's so, no, I don't want Final Fantasy DJ. I'd probably be like something like, I don't know, like Genova or something. Oh, what a sham. Fine.
Ma, what was our Final Fantasy themed rap group gonna be?
Oh, something we were gonna be Materia Junkies?
Yes, Materia Junkies.
Which is totally fitting. I love it.
Anyway, what was the song again?
This is Shaking Hands with the Devil from the game UN Squadron, which is the best shoot 'em up game ever made.
Enjoy. Thank you. Still Alive, a remix by Radox, I know there's like a muscle bath you can buy over here called Radox, and it's really nice, so I'm going to call him back.
Sounds like radiation. I would not use that product.
Oh, well, I knew about Radox before I knew about radiation. Like, it's an old product, so...
So now
like...
radiation reminds you of Radox instead.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like from having relaxing baths as a child. before I knew of the dangers of nuclear fallout and half-lives and stuff. Anyway, that was from, it was a compilation that recently came out that I only know about because it was written about on GameMusicForAll.com. But it was called, The Best of Video Game Remix Level 1. And that was probably my favorite song on there. And for a podcast that is obsessed with both video games and the music that is inspired by it, I don't think we've played Still Alive before, any version of it, which to me seems kind of ridiculous. So I thought I should rectify
done
that.
Done and done.
Pretty good, except for the fact that, I don't know, I've been getting kind of tired of, like, I don't know, I love Portal, don't get me wrong, and I love the song. Like, this is the best, like, remix I've heard of it. But, like, lately, from where I'm at, I can't eat cake without somebody making a Portal reference. And
you
it's
just
starting
have
to
friends
really
that tell bad jokes, that's your
nerves.
Problem.
Well, that's because I'm in Montana.
And there goes our entire Montanian listenership, apart from Ma.
I don't care. No one from Montana listens to us.
I thought Ma was going
to
be like, I don't listen to their podcast. Consider me unsubscribed.
Oh, but no, I just can't. I love Portal, don't get me wrong. In fact, I think, is it just me, or didn't they mention that they were going to make a Portal sequel, like, about a year ago? Like, I remember watching E3 or something, and they were like, new Portal game coming out for 360, and it was, like, a sequel to Portal, I believe, but I haven't heard another word about it since then, and it's kind of made me a little bit sad face, because
I'm
going to
Google it.
You're going to Google it? All right.
You're probably going to get, like,
can I talk about Vanquish now? Can I? Please?
Yes.
Yay! Okay. So, for those of you who read my blog...
Wait. If you're going to talk about it, you have to use your indoors voice.
My what?
Your inside voice. Your indoors voice.
Anyhow. For those of you... who read my blog.
No, not your patronizing voice.
Same thing. How about you just let me talk about it?
Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Oh, I've got the information on Portal 2.
Okay, what?
That they're trying to do it. That's it, really. Apparently it's going to be a prequel.
Got me so excited. Okay, it was a prequel.
But it might be a sequel.
Thank
it
you
might
for
be
that riveting information.
Wow.
It might be working on
yeah,
it, maybe, and it might be a sequel, unless it's a prequel.
Oh, that just reminds me of something else that pisses me off, which I'll go into later. But first off, Vanquish. Alright, for those of you who pay attention to the video game news or whatever, the creator of Resident Evil, I can't remember his name right now because it's Japanese, but he is making a new game. I don't know. He's making a new game, and it's called Vanquish. Its debut trailer just was released, like, about a few weeks ago. And I don't know. One thing that B and I agreed on, it looks fantastic. Like, it looks absolutely stunning. Like, when I first started watching it, I thought, for a split second, it was gonna be one of those stupid, like, you know how on YouTube now, they have those Google ads now, whenever you're about to, like, watch something? But instead, it starts this, like, 30-second ad. I don't know about you, but that really, really bugs me. So I thought it was going to be that for a second. I was like, oh, god damn it. I just want to see the friggin' trailer. And then after watching it for a while, I was like, this is the trailer. Holy crap. This looks fantastic. But like you said, it looks like, I don't know, it kind of reminded me, like, of a Halo game. Typical
yeah.
shooter game.
What I said was, it looks like every single, like, either Halo or Gears of War style game that has come out in the past 5 years. Like, every single one mushed into one. Like, it looked a bit like Dead Space at one point. It looked a bit like Gears. It looked a bit like that stupid time travel one where he had a suit and he could pause shit and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, that could still be ridiculously good. Like, because it does look beautiful. Like, it almost strikes me as it might be, like, as much as I don't really like Gran Turismo, it could be, like, the Gran Turismo of, like, shooting games.
Yeah. Like, it, I don't know. Like, there's not too much information on it quite yet. You just know how it looks and, like, you know, there's, like, I don't know, a bunch of, like, battles and wars going on, of course, because it's a shooter. But, I don't know. I'm really excited to see some gameplay and maybe some, like, story info on it, but I don't know. If you have an opinion on it, you should let me know, because I'm curious. So email us or tweet us.
Yes, lettersvsnumberspodcast@gmail.com and talk to us about the game that looks a bit like an advert.
Except it's friggin' amazing. I mean, the gorgeous, like, the visuals are amazing.
Gino, did you say B indeed. Or indeed? Okay.
Oh, speaking of games, there are so many games coming out, like, the beginning of this year. I don't know about you, but there's so
You know what else is coming games. Out?
What?
Things that, like, aren't games.
Like babies.
Oh,
but that does
matter.
Remind me.
Be coming out
it doesn't
soon.
Matter.
No, guys, I have this, I just thought of some news, I did it, I'm brilliant, right, what we have is, on the iPhone, there's this game coming out called B-Boy Beats. It's like, I don't know how to describe it, I think the idea is, it's like breakdancing, but with your fingers, in the style of like Guitar Hero and stuff.
Anyone played the Owenden or Elite Beat Agents games? Kind of like that, where you like tap the circle at the right time. Yes.
But it's for the iPhone?
Yes. And it includes tracks by MC Frontlot, Optimus Rhyme, Idabellus, Ultra Klystron, Rai, and my homies Magitek.
That is really cool. Except
it's ridiculously cool.
Well,
I don't have an iPhone.
Say, well, if you read Hipster Please, Z did mention in his comments that maybe the guys are working on a version for Android Google phones as well.
I don't have one of those either.
Yeah.
But if you do have one, apparently it's only like $3.
And for people with massive hands, they can maybe play it on the iPad.
Oh, the iPad.
I was wondering how long we'd go in the show before we mentioned the iPad.
Oh, the iPad. It's like a huge iPod Touch, basically, isn't it? Like, it's just a huge, like, fucking...
Oh, it's a thing some people are bringing out. It's already out, and it's called the Nook. Nobody cares.
I don't know. I don't know why people were making a big deal about it. And they were talking about, like, video games on it.
Yeah,
like, how video games would be on the iPad.
I saw some article where they were like, is the iPad going to be a DS and PSP killer? Like, no.
No? Are you kidding me? Oh, God, no. Pokemon, Heart,
like,
Gold,
see, the thing
Soul Silver,
is,
I'm
people
totally
make, like, video game companies make video games for the DS, you know?
Yeah.
I think they know what they're doing.
The iPad. Oh my God, they were like talking about how, I remember I was watching a video about the iPod, and they were like, the iPad, and they had like this like racing game on it, so you can like turn the iPad as you're playing it, like in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well,
know, like, that's pretty
well,
good.
Didn't they have that on like Ridge Racer on the DS, and wasn't it horrible?
Just, you know, tilt your Wii remote and do the same thing, and your whole screen doesn't go flying with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the light will hit it, and you just be like, oh my God.
Or if you have to make a particularly sharp turn, and you throw your iPad at somebody.
Oh, I don't know, like, why, did they have a reason why they were, like, making the iPad, or they just was like,
I think
we
they
just
want
to
beat
big,
up everybody
like,
at everything.
New thing.
I was, like, a thought just occurred to me, like, you know how, like, all consoles and, like, a lot of, like, computers, like, the PC and stuff, have, like, classic games that are intrinsically sort of connected to them? Like, it doesn't matter how many, like, different versions of Doom you get, you think of, like, Doom as a PC game, or, like, it doesn't matter, like, where Sonic the Hedgehog is, like, you know, its home is, like, the Mega Drive and stuff, the Genesis even, like... Are there any games like that for the Mac?
Marathon.
No.
It was the
What's
game
Marathon?
That the people that made
Marathon.
Halo made before Halo.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it any good?
If it's
it's not famous. It's not like Sonic the Hedgehog or Doom.
Well,
it's like,
obviously,
like,
I've never
even
heard
like
of it.
Bonk's
then,
Adventure for TurboGrafx is more well known.
wasn't there Myst? For the Mac, and that was, like, exclusive for a while?
Maybe, but I remember Myst as being a Sega Saturn game.
Oh, Sega
I remember,
Saturn,
like, I guess for console owners, it came out for the Sega Saturn for
Well, oh, that, my God. Where it comes out first isn't always, like, most important, because, like, people think of Tomb Raider as, like, the PlayStation game, and that came on first on the Sega Saturn, didn't it?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I'm not getting an iPad, so that's... I think it seems like whenever a Mac releases something huge like that, it has, like, a bit of popularity for a while, and then it just totally dies.
Like what, Ma?
Like the iPod. Who talks
like
about
everything?
Those?
Yeah, like the iPhone. Ma, like, have you got hemorrhoids or something? Because the amount of things you're pulling out of your ass today is ridiculous.
I'm not pulling anything out of my ass.
She's just being a curmudgeon today. Nothing's going to make her happy.
I'm being a curmudgeon. I'm just saying.
You're making shit up as you go along.
I don't make shit up.
I'm calling you out.
I don't make shit up. Yes, the iPhone and the iPod are still popular, but point being is no one really talks about, like, the iPod like they used to when it first comes out. Like,
everybody talks about the iPod all the time.
I'm talking about, like, within, like, the gaming vicinity. The only one I can think of right now is probably the iPhone because of, like, you know, like, different games coming out for that. But, like... For, like, video games and things? No.
So, your criticism of the iPod is that it doesn't feature very much.
Not just
in
the
video
iPod,
game
but,
news.
Like, the Mac, the Mac computers as well. Mac computers don't do well with video games, really. And
well,
I don't know,
true.
With the iPad, it seems like people were talking about it a lot for a while, and now no one's really talking about it, at least with me, from where I'm at. So, I don't know. It could be just because I'm from Montana.
But you're also on the internet.
Yes.
The internet, yeah. I don't know. It seems like whenever people talk about the iPad on the internet, I just think of iTampon for a while there. If you saw on Twitter for the trending threads or whatever.
Speaking of complete bullshit, this...
Not complete bullshit! It was one of the starting trends, God.
Alright, sorry.
What were we talking about? All right,
speaking of things that definitely aren't complete bullshit, I think all three of us actually, like, kind of discovered this act independently, but, like, all of us sort of fell in love with it at the same time. There's, I don't know much about them, to be honest, but there is this artist that do mashup things called Team Teamwork. And they're popping out all over the place. Like, they've released 2 albums, I think, as far as I'm aware. Am I right
there? Well, they released 3. A few more than that. Yeah, like 3. They had another
one.
Well,
they have 3 on their Bandcamp, at least.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called right now, but here we can...
Well,
wait,
there was...
Their site's down. I forgot about that thing.
Rage. Well, there was... they released a Ocarina of Time mashup album called Ocarina of Rhyme,
which
and
awesome.
Which is awesome. The song I'm gonna play is from Final Fantasy VII. It's MF Doom, Victor Von, it's track Air, mixed with Barrett's theme, and it sounds badass, and you really
totally
should,
awesome.
Like, grab these albums, because it's like classic awesome hip-hop tracks.
As soon as they're available again.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, like, someone will have them, but probably up on all the torrent sites now, because as I say, they just seem to, like, blow up.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you know what happened? Because I have no idea what happened to their site. All of a sudden, I tried to go back, and it was like, nope, we're down.
I don't know. We'll investigate that during the break.
Sounds good. I'll get right on it.
Let me put on my stupid
anyway,
hat.
If you like hip-hop and you like video games, I cannot recommend Team Teamwork enough. This is MF Doom with Air. Barrett's theme, enjoy.
Sicker than the blood in your stool. The way it repeats to trick you like a stuttering fool. Uttering butter king jewels. His mother been cool. Schooled her how to wash away the crud in the drool pool. Made his chrome dome glisten. At first he couldn't tell she had a chromosome missing. kept a spear somewhere in these underwear, he swear, to help to get the gum out her hair. They need to get their thumb out their rears and show some skills the one time they come out in years. Instead of dumbing out in fears of their own shadow, in a game that swell them up to dead them like cattle. Take your rattle and skedaddle before you get a whipping with the pen and pad paddle. Ghouls got a model in gear. He came with more rhymes than molecules in air. Ghouls got a model in gear. He came with more rhymes than molecules in air. He came with more rhymes than molecules. The track was like a thorn in his back. As for the rhymes, I'll give y'all fair warning, it's crack. Whoever starts to smoke it, come back. Quit or catch a heart attack up in some bum shack, sharper than a thumbtack. His body was a temple made of chemicals to the dimple. To him still it wasn't so simple. Kept his right and left hand beefing, one knocking teeth in, the other one chiefing. But first, the song will make you wanna stomp your ten toes. Souped up hoopty pinto off a pimp my whip before they put the system in and had it all stripped. There ain't no need to trip. Indeed, he ripped scripts from here to Jabit. Get a grip, leave it a dag mess for beer. Burn it like a bag of swag sets in the air.
He came with more rhymes than. Came with more rhymes. Game with more rhymes than molecules in air.
super awesome track, Parodius, from their new self-titled album. And that, with the other 11 songs or so that are on there, are all the best thing I've ever heard ever in my life.
Wow.
Ever. That's cool. In his life.
And that's a lofty claim.
And in several other people's lives, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
And in past lives.
Gino's saying this to everyone's life, too. What he says applies to everyone, of course.
Like a dictator.
Indeed.
All right, we have breaking news, people. Well, somewhat breaking news.
Kind of.
We're reporting relatively. This before Wired. We're traveling through time and they yes. stole our scoop.
They yes. did. We found this. But we were talking about Team Teamwork, and gosh darn it, the guy got kind of sued. What he was doing, he was putting the album for free. But with it being on Bandcamp, what you can do is, like, say, a suggested donation. So a lot of people were just typing in zero and downloading it, as he was expecting. But apparently he made about $100. And he got, like, a cease and desist and stuff. He is, however, advocating the finding and downloading of it. Because, you know, it's a mixtape. That's what you do. And let's have a look. Yeah, apparently he pulled it from Bandcamp voluntarily. Just because, like, he wasn't interested in it causing trouble. Apparently Team Teamwork is just one guy, which makes the name even more awesome.
And I didn't know
not
that
about Teamwork,
right,
that selfish bastard.
Yes. He's hugging all the work.
Maybe there's, like, multiples of him. Maybe there's clones.
Maybe. I like that his surname is Jacques, because, I don't know how important this is, but his name is, I think it's Tim Jacques. Did it say Tim?
Yep.
Yeah. And I read a webcomic by someone called Jeff Jacques.
So in your mind,
so there you go.
Like, bros.
Yes, in my mind, they're, like, intrinsically
linked. So, like,
linked.
One of them writes the comic, and the other one makes the cool mashup, and then they high-five at the end of the day.
Yes.
Oh,
I might research that, see if they are related, because, like, if they were, I would be so happy. I would just be so happy.
Oh, my God. Watch, you're just going to get some, like, big, like, new breaking news about them as well.
Yes, this is now the Team Teamwork podcast. All Team Teamwork, all the time. And things that are even slightly related to it.
Yep.
Speaking of which, we had an email.
A email.
Yeah, it's like... we used to get so many emails.
Three.
They used to be long.
Back in the day.
Yeah. One time we, like, wondered if we had too many and we'd split them over two shows, but not anymore.
But read us our one true email.
Our one true email is from Paul Jobin Picard, which, if that's his real surname, that's really badass. He says, "Hello, I have only been listening to the podcast for a little while, but would like to say good job, and I'm looking forward to a new podcast." Hopefully he means new podcasts by us. Like, not, like,
in general.
This is pretty good, but I'm going to give Radio Free Hipster a listen now. Anyway, yeah, that was the email. Thoughts?
Well, that's great. I'm glad we're getting more, you know, we have new listener, one new listener.
We, in kind of desperation... I looked round for, like, other things, and I looked on the Facebook, and I saw we had a message from Colon P that begins with, "Pretend this is an email." So I'm totally counting it as an email.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, "Dear LVN, I was thinking about it, and you should do a medieval-style podcast and call it Trivium versus Quadrivium. Whoever gets that reference first gets a prize. Also, there should be more lion fighting. You can never find enough lion fighting podcasts these days. Such a waste. I love you guys." From Jana, from Colon P. I don't get Trivium versus Quadrivium.
Neither do I.
No, wait, maybe I do. I think it's a sci-fi reference.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar. I'm not just saying that because I'm putting it into Google. It like literally
sounds familiar.
Trivium versus. Why would it be?
Trivium.
It's teasing the back of my mind like some sort of.
Versus what?
Oh, hang on. Because it's medieval, it's, Oh, holy shit, that's really clever.
Well, care to explain?
Oh, man. Like, whatever the prize was, Colin P's gonna have to give it to everyone, because I'm about to tell everyone. But, in medieval times, study of arts, was kind of, divided up into the Trivium and the Quadrivium. And Trivium was grammar, rhetoric, and logic, and Quadrivium was arithmetic, geometry, music, harmonics, and tuning theory, and astronomy or cosmology.
Get everything.
Yeah.
Well, no. Quadrivium is all numbers, right?
But music, too.
Like, arithmetic is numbers itself. Geometry is number in space. Like, well, you know what geometry is. Like, music, harmonics, and tuning, it's apparently music in time, but, like, you can see how that would be numbers, because music and numbers are, like, connected. And astronomy is numbers, like, in space and time, pretty much. Whereas trivium, which would be letters, is grammar, rhetoric, and logic, which is all words and things like that. So that is probably the cleverest fucking email we have ever had.
That's pretty good.
And
is this what letters had to go into Earth through the Middle Ages? Like, we're gonna go, like, chart the course of the stars and then write some music and bang some chicks. You could go write your diary.
You can go argue about it. That's a really sad way of looking at it, Gino.
You can
count
on Gino.
That's what this podcast is here for. Us as letters are here to, you know, move up letters in, like, inequality and such.
Inequality?
I'm really disappointed because, like, we received that on the 25th of May of last year. Like, the stuff about the lion fighting, I don't care. But that Trivium versus Quadrivium thing was brilliant. I don't know. If anyone understood that, like, before I, like, worked it out, well, Googled it, they should give Colin P a prize.
They should get a prize.
Was there anything else, my dashing cohorts, that we wanted to discuss? Because I do believe
that we have blogs now.
Oh, yes. We do have blogs now, don't we?
If you're listening to this and you subscribe but you don't really check out our website too often, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, one of us posts a blog. And we just started this past week with Ma posting on Monday, B-Type, Mr. B posts on Wednesday, and I post on Fridays.
Yes. So make sure you check it on Mondays, for sure.
Yeah, we have very different blogging styles as well. Gino told me that I had to tag the blog in a certain way or else as an MP3 or something. So if you see the tags, it was because I'll not tell you what I did, I guess, but it was just because I couldn't remember what word he told me to tag it as. And so I just did a bunch that were likely. So letters versus numbers dot net.
I didn't tell you to tag it as bloggy blig blog.
if you read mine on Mondays, you can see my unwitting jerkitude, apparently.
Yes.
Well, I called you both jerks on Fridays, so.
Yeah, I read that. What do you mean? We were jerks. Well, explained perfectly well what we were doing.
Well, it's update. It's you next. So, like, you posted yours, and then I posted mine calling you a jerk, and then Gino posted his calling us jerks. Now, if we were follow the pattern, it would either be you calling me and Gino jerks, or you calling all three of us jerks, and it'll get bigger and bigger. I don't know how I'll do that.
Well, I guess we'll have to see then. Monday to come around. Oh, I did want to put in, like something here. Upcoming releases. I am so excited for some upcoming releases from RT and the Nerdcore community. I've been noticing a lot of talk about a potential Dr. Awkward release coming out real soon. He's getting his album next year. You know what?
What?
Well, his harmonica played didn't get more jolly when you mentioned Dr. Awkward. So I'll take that as a plus.
No, because, like, other shows, like, they have background music, and I keep meaning to give us background music, but I can never be bothered, so...
You should probably at least play a little softer.
That was soft.
Just
turn it
down a little bit. Anyway, right, so that's something to look forward to. I can't remember what it's going to be called. I think it's going to be called Unlimited. Don't, you know, quote me on that, but that's something to look forward to. Also, if you are part of the Rhyme Torrents community, and if you're not, you totally should be, Definition from Script Club has been working on a bunch of piano music of Final Fantasy, which he's been thinking about releasing an EP on. Don't know for sure, but he's been working on it a lot. He's been posting a lot of different songs across the boards. So that's something to look forward to. And also, Karandar Crew is working on their upcoming release as well, called Murder, I believe. So, keep your eye out for that, and we'll definitely probably play some songs from those. So, I'm excited.
Me too.
I am also excited for the future. I don't have anything to add to the conversation because Mr.
Wow.
B was playing
too loudly.
Wow, you know
what, Gino, I think that's the most optimistic thing you have said.
And I wish I was dead for it.
Oh my God.
Gino, tell us about how you imagine death to be. Let's end on a high note.
It'll be a sweet release from the joyless doldrums of my life.
Keep going.
Do you want me to, like, tap dance off now?
No, just, I don't know. I had it in my head you would just keep going about, like, the misery and pain of life, and I was gonna be all jolly, like...
Oh, my sandwich was cold today. That was pretty sucky. like, something's wrong with our refrigerator, and, where we usually keep the meat stuff at the bottom of the fridge, like, all that stuff got frozen, so when I pulled ham out of the fridge, it was, like, half ice.
Okay, you know what? I just went from hearing Gino talking about how it'd be a sweet relief if he just fucking kicked the bucket, and then all of a sudden B is joyfully playing along with his harmonica, crappily, might I add, and then the last thing I hear from Gino is about frozen meat from the fridge.
You know what we totally forgot to talk about?
What?
Right, this science thing happened. Someone's... you'd probably be able to explain it better than me.
Science news ever.
Yes.
Liquid glass.
I saw you guys talk about that. What is this? Liquid glass.
It's like, you know how, I don't know how to explain it. We'll post link or something, but it's basically like incredibly thin, so thin you can't see it or feel it really. Glass. The idea being is that you use it to coat, like, tables, it'd be easier to wash, or you could use it to coat, like, clothing and stuff, and, like, it's semi-permeable as well, so technically speaking, you could, like, breathe through it, and at first we were thinking how awesome this would be, just, like, covering everything in glass and stuff, and then we started realizing, like, some of the dangers, like... How would you be able to throw rocks if everything was glass?
You know, like how the old saying goes.
Word. Which we're not going to insult you listeners by saying, because you know. But, yeah, Wow, we did not get the mileage out of that. We thought we would.
I think if they read the things we said when you posted it on Facebook, that was all our mileage right there.
Yeah.
Was something else. On
was rocks becoming sentient because no one throws them anymore?
Yes, and somehow they became the dominant life form. I'm not sure how we made that leap. It was really, really funny.
But you guys wasted on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners can, like, you know, use your imagination. We can't create all your laughs for you.
Yeah. This isn't Russia.
Indeed it is not. Whatever that means.
In Russia, podcast entertains you. No, not here. You are for our amusement. Dance, my pretties. Dance.
So I think that wraps up the podcast, though.
Death and liquid glass. See, that's a fantastic way to end the podcast. Alright,
you're just listening to me playing now? Like, I thought you guys were gonna talk and say goodbye and stuff. Did we get any tweets, Ma?
Well, let's see. No. We got a tweet from Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why don't you love me like you used to? Also, welcome back to podcast.
Because he's fat.
Because he's backwards.
Because he's
also, thank you.
Alright. Yeah, of course. Our ending song. Oh,
yes.
I love this. So, a new release from Square Enix, which I absolutely adore, is called Love SQ, which is like a compilation of different various popular Square Enix song titles remixed. And one of them that I thoroughly enjoyed was by this guy named Piano Jack, and he does this, like, basically, like, this mini FF villain medley of Dancing Mad, One Wing Angel, and Battle at the Big Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Like, oh my god, it makes me so happy. If I ever went to Japan and he was doing a performance of some sort, I would totally buy his tickets right then. It's so good. But you can definitely get this. $10 on iTunes, and yeah, that's pretty much the last of the song.
Yay. Cool.
Well, thank you for having us back, Internet. We appreciate you, you know, keeping our space warm and stuff. Like, you can go about your business now. We're back. We got
that's
this.
One less thing for you to lose sleep over tonight.
Word.
Woo!
Anyway, let's say goodbye.
Alright, bye!
This is Chinama out.
Bish bash bosh, we are out.
3, 2, 1.
Wait, did you say count bean or count mean?
B.
Oh,
B time.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay, let's do this again. Alright. 3, 2, 1.